the gospel bridge doesn't mean that we're only caring for people's spiritual needs. We should concern ourselves with how to be earthly good to our neighbors too.
Looking for opportunities to build a relationship with people is a great way to share Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count. And Rosaria Butterfield says looking for what she calls a gospel bridge is a good place to start.
This is more of an organic outflowing of the love of Christ, where the body of Christ loves to be together because we are family, where the body of Christ looks out for people who are lonely, because when one of us is hurting, all of us is hurting, and where the body of Christ has enough people assembled that we're capable of opening the doors wide and inviting people who do not yet know the Lord in.
And Rosaria says finding a person's gospel bridge often happens in community.
Jesus is leading from the front of the line, so let's follow him. But no, this is not a new rule to be an ambassador for Christ, who lives in an embassy with open windows and open doors.
And the hospitality of that small group can easily depend on other people in the group, not just on you.
My house is fully dependent on other people helping us, just helping hands, open, compassionate hearts to serve our neighbors in a way that they need to be served. You know, the gospel bridge doesn't mean that we're only caring for people's spiritual needs. We should concern ourselves with how to be earthly good to our neighbors too.
What thought-provoking ideas. Maybe you'd like to learn more about hospitality. Why don't you go to makingyourlifecount.com?